we are back. It is somewhat Austin, though the recording may be taking place elsewhere. We are live from the Howe Conference, live from Austin, 2009. And our man Donovan Berry is on the street with some gentlemen. Donovan, how you doing today?
We're doing pretty good here. What we've got here is we've got Steve Gordon and we've got Justin Ahrens with us.
Hey, we know the those guys.
Yeah, today we had the initial breakout sessions, which were going on through the day, and they're kind of ending right now. There's a networking event going on that's being hosted downstairs.
Is that going on right now?
Right now. And then in about an hour and 15 minutes or so is the actual kickoff. So let me hand this over to Steve, and he can tell you what he's been doing during the day.
All right.
Yeah, bro, I just had a good day today doing a lot of intros. I'm on the official staff, so they're putting me to work. And, yeah, I'm not so sure that I'm loving it.
You really were, like, stuffing the bags yesterday, right?
I did. I was trying to sneak my own business cards in the bags. And what do we say? Like the old Levi's. I was trying to inspect it by Ridiculous, you know, and stamped.
Could you get an official Steve Gordon packed bag?
I wish I could. I need to go see if I can find one. I'm out.
Yeah, now what is this networking thing that's going on right now?
Right now, currently, what they did was there's a networking lunch, but that's a specific, almost like a class. This just gives you some time to see everybody milling about just before the opening keynote. And so they get together, hobnob, rub elbows. I don't know if they have any activities per se, but you grab a drink and get a little crazy before the keynote.
Okay, now, since today was like the pre-day, and a lot of these sessions were optional, Justin, did you attend any of them?
No.
Fantastic. You're in the same boat as myself.
Well, actually, I was following Vonster. He was at the creativity workshop breakout. I don't actually remember the name for it, but it was Stefan Mumau's session, and I caught the tail end of it, and it was very, very cool. They were going through just all different sorts of brainstorm ideas, and one of the coolest ones that I caught on the Twitter feed was they wrote the five worst client questionnaires. And I checked the Vonster feed to see it, or maybe we can get some up on the site, but they were very, very funny.
Yeah. And we actually had lunch with Vonster, and it was like a pulled pork barbecue and cabbage, coleslaw magic pizza. It was fantastic. You liken it to something that's in Omaha?
Yeah. Over at McKenna's, they have a pulled pork parfait. They put it in kind of a masonry jar or a parfait glass, and they stack it up with those exact same things. So now I'm hungry for McKenna's and pizza.
Wow, yeah, McKenna's needs to get in the pizza business. This is just crazy.
No doubt.
So Nate, how is it there in Omaha? Any great lunch spots there that we missed out on today?
No, not today. Lunch was leftovers.
Oh, nice. So what's the big event that we should be looking forward to here tomorrow? What's the breakout session you're most looking forward to?
Oh, I don't know, man. I haven't had a chance to look through it per se. I know that today the big keynote is actually going to be really well. That's what I've been looking forward to with the keynote is progress versus novelty. What will you think of next? And Rob Walker is tremendous. His information is really good. But as far as breakout sessions or big things to look for, not sure about that.
Justin, you have anything?
Yeah, I'm excited about Michael Osborne's Design That Matters. Mm-hmm. And it's about a foundation that he's a part of that does work for a non-for-profit. And I think that's really going to be interesting to see how they got everyone together to do that. And also Vaughn's Living a Creatively Curious Life is going to be not only inspiring, but very, very funny.
Now, as far as like the negative things, you're saying that in the past, there's been like a massive computer lab that everyone has access to. And instead I'm standing out here in the hallway with my own laptop or.
I think what they did this year was they replaced the computer lab with the fact that a lot of people were wanting Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi is robust in this convention center. So that's been a good thing. And then also another negative has always been there weren't enough instructional sessions. Well, today there was Russell Brown from Adobe, and he gave a killer session on Photoshop, including 3D and a bunch of other stuff. And then there was a great session about Flash from Chris Converse, and he just absolutely killed it. It was great.
I think for me, what's been really interesting that we've never had before is following the conference on Twitter while here. I think it's been really interesting as people land in Austin, you know, they'll tell you they're here, or, you know, like Vance or even you were saying, hey, I'll be up on the fourth floor. Whoever wants to be part of the show, come up. I just think it's really interesting that we're communicating with that now and getting updates like that. And again, following Von's sort of play-by-play of different sessions was just very cool as I was stuck in my hotel room doing work. I still felt like I was pseudo there. So that's been really interesting to me.
Well, I think what happens is if it's slow, we'll just pay attention to the tweeters instead of the session, of course. But I think if the session's good, everything. Oh man, it's the Vasaki O'Grady's right over here. We're gonna wave in here. Ken and Jen are on their way over here.
Awesome.
They're coming in. I'd heard rumor that they were in the building. Oh, and before they get here, I do gotta say I did make it down to the How bookstore. Steve Gordon's book is in stock, and he actually had to buy his own copy of his own book. It was kind of embarrassing to me. I thought
kind of legendary, kind of embarrassing, all at the same time. But a corner plot on the table.
Actually, they put Steve's book in two sections, and I wasn't sure if it's because they didn't want to make it look like it was that big of a deal, or if they couldn't contain it on just one. So
they kept buying the same stack, that was so they wanted to hide it.
So every time Steve would go in, they'd buy all the books out, and then they had to put it in two places.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, Steve's buying and putting them back. Well, Ken and Jen, how many HAL conferences have you guys been to?
How many have we been to? Four?
Four.
Yeah.
And have you spoken at all of them, or is...
This is the second speaking.
Now, what's your speech on?
Information design dissected.
Oh, kind of based on the book.
Yeah, based on the book. How designers can use some cognitive and aesthetic principles to sort of enhance their wayfinding and information design.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, and Steve's actually in the book. Are you going to cover that, or have you kind of taken his pages out of the presentation?
We cut those pages out of all of the books in the bookstore.
Down there in the bookstore.
Yeah.
Cut them out with an X-Acto blade. They're not even in there.
Only because I requested them.
I wanted all of my pages.
So we thought that there would be a big crowd around.
Well, this is the first day we're doing this, and we've only been announced it a couple hours ago. I don't even know how many people are here from the conference. I mean, the thing doesn't even start for like another hour and 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't think anyone, no one's gotten to town yet.
Yeah.
Hey, but my money's on you tomorrow night.
For what?
The big.
Now, me and Justin, while we were down there at the bookstore, we actually also checked
a few things.
Are we allowed to look at that?
No, no, we get a copy of it to look at during the event.
We were thinking about getting a pre-copy so that we could study
Is that cheating?
Yeah.
So you get one for free, but we were already in the bookstore looking up certain things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we were taking guesses on a couple questions we thought Mike had asked, and we figured it's multiple choice. It might kind of get us back.
I think you just hit the buzzer, and then you guess, just like the SATs, right?
I hope so.
You got a buzzer at your SATs?
That's awesome.
That was the SAT, Jen.
So, hey, are you guys going to review their book at the next, RGB?
We'll do it coming up for our Reviews Gone Bad, the new RGB feature on the site. But we've got a couple already lined up. We've got Sketchbook is coming up next week. And then I believe after that we're finally doing the Cheese Monkeys because I finally got around to reading it.
That's good. And how was the ending for you?
I think my book seemed to like be missing like the last 10 pages is my guess.
I never got to the ending.
Yeah, I don't think
nobody got to the ending of Cheese Monkeys because it wasn't there.
Yeah, well, when Chip was on the show, he gave us a little bit of... Yeah, when Chip was on the show, he was giving me crap because I hadn't read it yet, so I read it on the plane. Now, what have you guys noticed different this year that you haven't liked as compared to like in the HAL conferences past? Just maybe personal reasons or whatnot, or is there anything?
It's all good so far, but we just sort of got off a plane minutes ago. So,
I think for me, I don't know as many of the speakers this year, which is exciting because, you know, you go see some of the same people, hear some of the same stuff. So I'm looking forward to some new and inspiring information.
I like that.
What's in the swag bags, Donovan?
What is it? Oh, the swag bags, they've got, Nate, they've got, I've noticed some Emma buttons, and I noticed a pretty decent three-ring binder in there and a free T-shirt. Anything that I'm missing that maybe you guys, Steve was, hold on, what is that?
I think there's a drink ticket in there.
Oh, and when's that good for?
Oh, it's on the pass. Never mind. Scratch that.
In the swag bag?
Let's look. If so,
we need to request.
Here's the deal. Steve stuffed the bags himself. I'm guessing he's got about 2,000 drink tickets by himself, and there'll be none.
Drink tickets I was supposed to be putting in the bags.
I think if you buy one of the books, there's a drink ticket in, right. Yeah, in the bookstore.
It's a bookmark.
Yeah.
It makes the reading better.
So that's how you're marketing. That's how you're marketing your books. Better. Just putting free drink tickets in there.
They're gonna need it by the time they get to where the drink ticket is at. That's what I did. At the boring parts, drink ticket.
That's good stuff. That's a really good idea.
We should go do that.
We need like a mimeograph.
Okay, so hey, let Donovan.
Yes, yeah.
Let's throw it out there. A lot of these guys have been to a lot of HOW conferences. And I'd like to go ahead and say that I believe everyone but you has done a presentation. So maybe we could talk about that. Actually, you know what? Let's do. Everyone there has given a presentation at the HOW conference. Let's talk about that experience. What you know, maybe what they all got out of that, and how that relates to how they attend as a non-speaker, maybe.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to pass the mic around here, and everyone's going to kind of say what your experience is as being a past presenter is, and how that changes maybe your perception on the conference itself.
I think Justin should go first.
Well, I'm not presenting this year, so
that's actually fun because I don't have any pressure except for the contest that we're going to thoroughly, you know, kick butt in, Donovan and I, not you guys. O'Grady's. Yeah. No, I'm excited just to be able to just be an attendee and turn the brain off and just, you know, hopefully learn some new stuff, be inspired, hang out with Ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. So, Ken.
You know, I don't know. I think that I'm just as nervous this year as I was last year. You know, we're speaking about a different topic this year. We're trying to bring some new information out to everybody. And I think that we're terrified. At least I am.
I am also terrified. And I thought it would be less scary the second time around, but no, it's pretty scary. And then we went down and looked at the room, and the room has this crazy purple stage. Have you guys checked out the room yet? It's awesomeness. And so
it's like being at the improv.
Yeah.
It is. It totally looks like that.
Yeah. And I don't have a stand-up thing planned, and I don't know.
Sweet. Have Steve
tell the mic to Steve. So you've presented, right?
I have.
And Jen and Ken, you presented. Mm-hmm. And I presented. Donovan, how many times have you presented?
At the HOW conference?
Yes.
does like standing out here in a hallway with a microphone waving people down count?
It does now.
Because if so, then this would be like the first time.
Actually, you're the first one to go global with this. We've never gone global. We've had an audience, but you have presented now globally from the HOW conference.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I like. I like that better.
It's humbling.
Now Nate doesn't even have to leave Omaha to do it. It's fantastic.
This is true.
How's that fair?
All the listeners, the entire internet. It's overload. I try not to. So let's go back. How's this stage look?
The stage is awesome. Taking a little look at it. I actually know the guy, Tim, who's the engineer, and he put the lights together, and he can change the backdrop to be a sunset, nighttime. Apparently tonight is going to be dark, and the buildings are going to be lit up. If he lied to me, I'm lying to you right now. So,
and so this is so the stage is going to change each day.
I think so. Yeah. Right. When I was just in there, they had it kind of dusky looking, purplish sky. They're going to turn it way down again to get more of a nighttime feel.
Ooh, I like this interactive feature they have there.
Bats.
Yeah, we do need bats, huh?
And not like baseball bats. You mean like bats because we are in Austin.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now, have you guys seen the bats here?
Get out from under the stage during your presentation.
Oh.
At dusk.
It's like the Austin Hook.
Yeah. Yeah, and that might be why they're having. Does anyone know where it's at next year?
The bats. Oh, where the bats are next year?
No, the HOW conference.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, they keep it.
It's a HOW conference. That's where they live.
They. Yeah. The next location is secret until the last day, and they reveal it.
Okay. See, these are the things I don't know.
I know where it is.
So he knows where it is, and he's not whatever, Steve.
Hold on, you're not gonna break that on 36 point. I mean, that's huge.
I'll put it like this.
Break it, Steve. Break it.
Get the scoop, but I can't do it so early.
Okay, that's fine. But at least start with a riddle.
Start with a riddle
or something.
It's in the continental U.S.
Whoa, dude, that's you heard it here first.
I heard it's on page 100 of his book in the HOW bookstore.
Just before you get to the drink ticket.
Okay. I like what I'm hearing there. Okay. One last thing. We're going to pass this around. You guys have been here before. Best keynote or speaker you guys have personally seen at a HOW conference. And if
and
you
why?
Want to say, we'd also, and why. And also, we'd love to hear, you know, any negative story you have as well.
Hands down, Justin Aarons.
Yeah, I was going to say Justin's talk last year was very inspirational.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
What does this guy have on you? Because I've seen him speak. I mean, really.
No, you haven't, you liar. You've never seen me speak. No,
you judge the show. You gave a little mini presentation.
Yeah,
I saw that.
That doesn't count. I wing that.
Oh, so you come to Omaha, you give us the winged show.
No.
Shooting from the hip.
My time got condensed, so I had to cut things out as I went. I was being creative.
Oh, okay. I'll give him that.
Okay, and your favorite?
Easily, Kevin Carroll.
Ditto.
And what was that on?
It was on his
His hook is the red rubber ball, but it's all about like self motivation and inspiration, and the energy that he comes with is amazing.
Yeah, I think that was in Chicago, and that was unbelievable. He did it a couple years in a row,
yeah,
actually.
He did Chicago and New Orleans.
Yeah,
yeah.
Tell us all about it. He's not giving it this year.
I'd never, you know, sort of ran out of the conference before being inspired like that, and that was. I didn't run either.
And it sounds really strangely ambiguous, like, what is he talking about? And I thought that right up until the end of his speech, and I ran out also just stoked to do any and everything.
What did he actually speak about?
He was really good at telling stories about adversity, inspiration, you know, not hitting roadblocks. And he strangely wrapped it around this red rubber ball that he had. And he literally had it. He dug into this crate like Gallagher would.
Yeah.
Comes out with this red rubber ball, and everyone in the audience is like, really, dude, what? And by the end, we all want red rubber balls.
It was sort of, what is
what is your
red rubber ball, and how can you make an impact in the world?
Right.
And so for us, obviously, it's design or creative thinking or, you know, giving back to your community. And it just you walked out of thinking I can make a difference. And
maybe we should give him the hook to the ball, the ball being a sports thing. And this is what he played with as a kid. And it inspired him to be like the first African-American trainer in the NBA.
Right.
To go on to work for Nike. And
their creative catalyst.
Right. And it all stemmed from his attachment to sports when he was a kid kicking this red rubber ball around.
So it's like, what can you do to find your inspiration to, you know, sort of guide your work and life? It was really inspiring.
John Ronalotto was here a couple of years ago. I saw him speak, and he did a breakout session about managing creative teams. And he was talking about drive and how we're all driven from – we all have the same – we don't change throughout the course of our life, that we have the same needs. But what we use to meet those needs may change, in that each of us kind of fall into these different archetypes of personality. And that if you can kind of understand where your creative team fits into these different models, you can manage them better and kind of meet their needs and make their work life better and make them more creative and happier. And I thought that was a really interesting discussion.
Yeah, I didn't even get to sit in on that because I was presenting a different speaker that year. But Ken talked about it for so long that I feel like I watched it. And we would have these dinner table conversations about it. And then we actually ended up bringing John Ranalata's company into Cleveland to speak to our AIGA group about the same thing. It was pretty amazing.
So you're taking the speakers of HOW and using it for your own benefit for the AIGA chapter of that you're from?
When we were on the board, yes.
No, I think that's genius.
It worked for us,
genius.
Yes.
Genius, Jen.
Yeah, now did you get Justin to come in since he was such a good speaker?
Yeah,
he's Judge Cleveland.
Did he actually give his real speech in Cleveland, or did he give you some short shifted thing like he did in Omaha?
Omaha speech.
He got off easy because he was on a panel discussion. He just sat there and didn't say anything. He just deferred to the people around him.
Comic relief. Yeah, just came in with the jokes. Right. I thought.
Yeah, that's
a lot of winking. I remember charming winking.
Yeah, that's what I remember from Omaha.
Hey, have me back to Omaha. I'll give a better.
I'm not on the board anymore. You got to talk to somebody else. Okay. Yeah, I don't have any connection. So that's I don't care.
You're never getting back there. I'm done.
7 years is a good amount of time. I thought I thought that was enough for a local chapter.
You got the board itch. You moved on.
Yeah, I only hung on for five.
That's not enough volunteering around this profession.
I wasn't paying attention. What were you saying? Me and Steve were talking.
Yeah, we were thinking if we sent an email, would it crash this talk?
No, shouldn't.
Nate says no.
Nice. I'm going in.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you guys all over the next couple days. Hopefully we'll get you on tomorrow and the next day.
We'll be here for bonding.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. We're getting ready. Now, are there free drinks tonight?
I hear that there is a drink ticket in your tag.
So there's one free drink tonight.
Yes. Yes, unless you buy 10 or 12 Steve Gordon books.
Or you get a hold of page 100, or you get a hold of Steve with his 2,000 free tickets that he's stole.
I think he has a mimeograph.
Okay. Well, Steve even is moved on to doing his own networking via Gmail now. So we're gonna catch you guys tomorrow night on a new episode of the Reflex Blue Show, day two at Howe. Is that correct, Nate?
Yeah, that'll be day two tomorrow. Probably coming at you about the same time of night. But you have to let me know because I have no idea what the schedule is down there.
Yeah, no, we're gonna record the same time. I think the next 2 days.
Okay, rad. Well. Perfect. Okay, well, hey, thanks, dude. I'm starting to get like mad echo on my stuff here, so I'm gonna let you sign it out.
I don't think Nate has the answers to the mono and mono. I don't.
Blue questions, yeah?
No, they're based on Armin's book. You're really worried. I mean,
I'm nervous. I'm pretty sure I'm going out in the first round.
We got our money. We had it on you guys because we figured it was kind of like a tag team.
No.
And we really have most of our money on Debbie Millman for Thursday night's event, mainly because she is the godmother of Armin's child, and we think she's going to get preference.
Yeah.
Okay, Nate. We'll talk to you tomorrow.